Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Oh, good afternoon, everybody. Good to have you with us here on a midweek Wednesday, just a couple of minutes after 1 o'clock in the East on this Wednesday afternoon, working from the home studios today, while Metal Chris is back in our DC Half Street studios, so we are separate. But we are always equal on this show, and you are somewhere out there and about on the phones, even those of you that annoy me at 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. A bunch of things going on, not one thing. We're going to bounce around as we always do. We'll start with the Capitals last night. How about that? Then we'll get to the Nationals. Then we'll get to the play-in games in the NBA. What's ahead tonight? What is going on elsewhere in the sports world? Then we'll get deeper into the NFL draft. Got a chance to watch Donovan Ezeraku, who has visited with the Commanders and certainly is in play at number 29, as we've discussed off and on, and certainly yesterday. So I want to share some thoughts of what I picked up in terms of watching him. So we'll cobble it all together. We'll keep you up to date on everything going on. The Nationals play tonight. The Caps are off tonight. One more final regular season game. The Wizards are obviously done. And there's a couple of NBA play-in games. And the final game of the regular season for some in the NHL. So we'll keep you up to date on everything going on. And again, we'll take your calls at 301-230-0980. If you hear some weirdness in my voice, sorry, I apologize. Whatever's going on, whatever's getting everybody, I don't know, it's allergies, stomach virus, it's a little bit of everything. You know, that's what's going on, so I apologize. In advance, I will try and do my best to grind through and not have it sound like total crap. Start with the Capitals from last night. Listen, the game really meant a whole lot of nothing, quite honestly, but it did mean something. It did mean something for the Caps in terms of erasing some of the bad taste, not all, some of the bad taste in their mouth from getting swept over the weekend by Columbus, who still has a shot at making the Stanley Cup playoffs and therefore winning the eighth seed and therefore going against the Capitals in the first round of the playoffs, which start this weekend. We'll give you the deets on that coming up. But it had been more than just two bad games, and they were better Sunday night than they were Saturday. And there was reasons why they were so bad on Saturday. But then there was this troubling pattern that has really kind of taken over the last, I would say, three-ish weeks, which stretches all the way back into late March, right? It stretches all the way back. They went on a road trip and lost in Winnipeg. Then they lost in Minnesota. Then they came home with 2.5-ish days rest and got blitzed by Buffalo, who stinks, but always gives them problems. Then in the Ovi game, the one he tied Gretzky, they won, but they struggled to kind of put away Chicago in that game. Then they lost a day and a half later against the New York Islanders. They had a loss, a bad loss to Carolina on the road, I guess before that Chicago home game. They did have a win in Boston. Okay. All right. That's good. Boston stinks. They just had not played very well, period. Even last Thursday night when they honored Ovi and they had the pregame ceremony, they were down 2-0 before you even kind of knew it. Scratchback had a great second period, took a 4-2 lead, and then kind of gagged on it in the third period. And bang, bang, Carolina tied it, and then Washington won in the shootout in overtime. So they won that game, but it almost in some ways, outside of the second period, felt like a loss. And then they went Saturday, and granted, oh, no Ovechkin, no Chychrun, Hunter Shepherd in net. They were awful against a still alive, as they still are, desperate Columbus team in Columbus, not an easy place to play. And they got blanked 7-0. And then they came home, and people played, and things were better, and they still lost. So last night, they go on the road back to UBS Arena where Ovechkin broke Gretzky's record a week and a half ago, and where, oh, by the way, the Islanders won that game pretty easily. An Islander team that's just one game over 500, an Islander team that hasn't been great at home this year. They are over 500 at home, but they haven't been dominant or even really good at home. And the Capitals are playing for nothing last night. Nothing but trying to get their game and their confidence back. And at least for one night, they did. They win 3-1, right? They didn't play for anything other than trying to do that. They don't have a chance to win the President's Trophy. That's done. They've already locked up the East. That's done. That was done last Thursday night, by the way. So to be fair, the games against Columbus, while they did mean something for the President's Trophy, they did not mean anything for the Eastern Conference one seed. Okay, so we do have to factor that in. But last night, they took a 1-0 lead, scored in each period, and what do you know? It was the same guy that scored all three goals, Dylan Strome, for the Hattie. His first one in Washington. And I think it was Sammy Silver, who does a good job covering the Caps. I think she remarked that Dylan Strome was basically kind of available for a ham sandwich when he came here. And the Capitals have turned him into a number one line center and gave him a long-term deal. And he's proven it and reproven it and earned it and re-earned it every day, every week, every month, every one of the couple of years that he's been here. And last night was kind of, you want to say the icing on the cake? Maybe that's a little strong. But the hat trick, 6 shots on net, and a 3-1 win for the Capitals. Again, granted, in a game that really meant nothing other than getting their pride back, other than getting their style back, getting their mojo back a little bit. Now, I still need to see more before I'm convinced that the Caps are back and that everything's going to be fine and that starting this weekend, they're going to be able to rock and roll. Because I don't feel that way until I see it consistently. And because the Islanders are a non-playoff team, because the Caps were playing in a game that essentially had nothing on the line, except for, again, their pride, I don't know if I could just go, oh, they're back. Now, maybe they are, and I hope they are. Maybe they are. But I don't know that, and I don't know how anybody else would know that. I don't know how anybody in that locker room would know that or believe that or buy that. Is it a positive step? Yes, of course. Is it what you needed to see? Yes. Nobody's saying that it's not good. But because the game didn't mean really anything, because the opponent is not even a playoff opponent, although it's an opponent that beat Washington a week and a half ago in the same building and beat them convincingly, and because they were able to, for the most part, have their regular lineup, for the most part, in tow, you know, again, not completely, but because of that, you were at least able, and listen, John Carlson didn't play last night. So, I mean, I really even shouldn't say most of their lineup. Okay, they're spotting guys. But you get my point, right? It wasn't like, Chychrun didn't play last night either. I forgot that. My God, there's so much going on in my life. So, again, I shouldn't say they had most of their lineup. They had large chunks of their lineup. Let's put it that way. That's probably the better way to put it. And they won fairly convincingly. And they won against a team that quite honestly didn't lay down in the Islanders. The Islanders had 33 shots on goal, which is maybe good, maybe bad. Again, Charlie Lindgren was tested. They got the job done overall. They played a relatively clean game. And again, they took a lead early. They held on to it. They added to it in the middle part of the second period. Gave one back in the mid-third for their only blemish and then finished it off. Again, nobody's perfect. Nobody expects perfection. Nobody should think, oh, they're back. Like I heard last night on Monumental, on the postgame show, some of that, all right, they found their game again. True, it could be. Hopefully it is. But in a one-game sample size against a non-playoff team, I can't go that far. For one night, they found their game again. For one night. And I hope it's for good and moving forward. But it's for one night. It's for one night. I need to see more. And if that makes me wrong, if that makes me selfish, if that makes me whatever, then that's what it makes me. But I don't think, I don't think I'm wrong in saying, hey, let's not act like the last three and a half weeks didn't happen, didn't matter, and is suddenly washed out the window, right? Now, there is more good news today. Within the last hour, Nick Doubt has re-signed on a two-year, $6 million deal with the Capitals. That's huge. I mean, he's been here since 2019. He's part of the glue. He's part of the fabric. He's part of the DNA. 2 years, $6 million. It's nothing, especially with the cap going up. Nick Doubt is so important centering that fourth line. He's 34 years old. He takes draws. He's a leader. He can certainly score a little bit. Career high 27 points this year, 14 goals, 13 assists. That's, to me, even better news than the win. That's, to me, even better news than the win last night. Now, you combine the two? Okay. All right, now we're talking. They'll be in Pittsburgh tomorrow night to finish up the regular season. Again, a game that largely means nothing. There were some superlatives besides Dylan Strome last night, but the bottom line is, I need to see more before I go, oh, okay, the Capitals are back. That's me. Maybe you don't need to see more. I do. And it's okay. It's okay that they can't necessarily prove it until this weekend. Because even if they did prove it last night, Sunday, Thursday, what have you, in the regular season, for more than one game, what would it mean? Would it actually mean anything? No. Because you're judged, as we all know, by what you do in the Stanley Cup playoffs. Right? We would feel better. You should feel a little bit better. But ultimately, nothing else matters until what you do starting this weekend. Nothing else. I mean, it's been a nice bounce back year. They barely got into the playoffs last year, last night of the regular season in Philadelphia. If they played a better team, maybe they don't get in. And then got swept by the Rangers. Now, that was a competitive series, but it was not a well-played series. They didn't even win a game. And they were swept in four. You see the pendulum in the NHL. Last year, the Rangers, that team that swept the Capitals in a four-game series, they don't even make the playoffs this year. They were the President's Trophy winners last year. Capitals, barely into the playoffs, last night of the season, get swept by the Rangers, everybody gloom and doom, everybody wondering how they're going to get past the first round, and I'm still wondering how they're going to get past the first round. I'm still wondering until they do it. But now they have the opportunity to do it, right? You're going to be the one seed. You're going to take on Montreal or Columbus, and we'll find out tonight. If Montreal gets a single point tonight, they're in. And they're in to the eighth and final playoff spot. They host Carolina. If not, and Columbus wins against the Islanders tomorrow night, then Columbus is in. So we could know the opponent tonight. We could know the opponent tomorrow night. Don't know about date and time, Saturday or Sunday. Imagine if it's Montreal, probably be a hockey night in Canada, Saturday night slot, but I don't know that. But the bottom line is we still have some time to go here, a little bit of time, before we find out who they're even going to take on. Because the Blue Jackets, by virtue of their back-to-back wins over the Caps over the weekend and another big win last night, have put themselves in great position. Now the Canadiens are on a three-game losing streak, right? And, they're kind of limping to the finish line here. And we know Carolina's pretty good. But if Montreal gets a point tonight, the way I understand it, from what I read, unless I read the wrong thing, Montreal's the opponent. Automatically. And we'll see what happens. We'll worry about Columbus tomorrow if that's a thing. I still don't think that's going to be an easy matchup for the Caps. I don't think there are any easy matchups. But I would rather probably take on Montreal than Columbus too. And hopefully, last night, again, while it didn't ultimately mean anything, hopefully last night is the shot in the arm, the confidence booster, if you will, that the team needs to get going in the right direction. We will see where they go from here. Again, I wouldn't put really any stock in what happens tomorrow night in Pittsburgh. You are focused solely on what happens this weekend and against Montreal or against Columbus, and we'll figure out the rest from there. If you want to hop in on the Caps, you can go right ahead, 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. The Nationals with a big win last night in Pittsburgh in the frigid cold. We'll come back and discuss that and something that happened that keyed that win. A couple of things that happened that keyed that win we'll discuss next on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. One offer per account.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
All right, everybody, welcome back. Good to have you with us on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app on this Wednesday afternoon. So I should point out, John Carlson hasn't played the last 2 games. Chychrun hasn't played the last 2 out of the 3 games, Columbus Saturday afternoon and last night. Clearly, they are trying to get some guys rest. They've got some guys still injured in Alexei Protas and Logan Thompson. So again, nothing that we've seen, good, bad, should be taken as the ultimate DNA. I would say this. I'd be a little bit more concerned than happy, than positive. I'm sure I'm going to be called a negative Nancy for that. I'm sure I'm going to be called you're stirring the pot. I'm sure I'm going to be accused by Lou of being, not trusting and doubting and all of this stuff. I got it. I understand. It's my job. Okay. If you watch this team at any point in the last month and you think everything's going smoothly and everything's going great and they're playing well, then, you know, we need to probably sit down together and watch a hockey game together so I can point some things out, because they're not. Is the roof caving in? Of course not. Is this a, oh my God, they're in real big trouble? Of course not. But are there some concerning trends, some alarming signs? Of course, yes. And we don't know about Alexei Protas. Everybody thinks, well, he's just going to come back for the playoffs. We don't know that. We don't even know if Logan Thompson's going to come back for the playoffs. And what form is he going to come back in? Meaning, is he going to be sharp? Is he going to be rested? Is he going to be mentally ready to go? And played in a couple of weeks. Right? Since that blowout loss in Carolina a week and a half ago. Was it a week ago? I guess it was a week ago. No. It was a week and a half ago. 2 weeks ago. That's the last time we saw him play. So, and when he comes back, right? We know when John Carlson comes back. We know when Jacob Chychrun come back, they just fit right in. We don't know that with the goaltending situation. As a matter of fact, I would say this. I mean, I don't know if Charlie Lindgren plays tomorrow night. They probably have the backup. What's his name? Stevenson? They probably have him play because the game means absolutely nothing. But Saturday or Sunday, against regardless of who the opponent is, and it is confirmed, 1 point, Montreal, that's all they need to make the playoffs and to face the Capitals. Whoever they play, and whenever they play, I mean, I would have to think that at this point, it's almost very likely Charlie Lindgren's the starting goaltender. And the question becomes, is does Charlie Lindgren then have to really struggle in order for Logan Thompson to get back on the ice? Do they do a rotation, which they did much of the year, but not all of the year? Or do they say, you know what, Logan Thompson was mostly our number one guy. We signed him to a big contract, a much bigger one than Charlie Lindgren, if we're comparing the two, but we signed both. And while we believe we have a 1 and a 1A, usually teams settle on a 1, and Logan Thompson is that guy because he did nothing to not earn it. He got injured. I personally don't see that. I think it's going to be Charlie Lindgren to start, and Charlie Lindgren plays until Charlie Lindgren doesn't deserve to play, which is possible. But I think that's what happens. Because A, I don't know when Logan Thompson is coming back, and B, I don't think Charlie Lindgren has played bad enough to not earn an opportunity. And I want someone, ideally, quite honestly, who's been playing down the stretch. I don't want somebody who's been ice cold because of an injury to just then automatically be thrown to the wolves. Again, Spencer Carberry could think completely different than me. That's how I think. I don't know how you think. You can tell me at 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. The Nationals, with a big win last night, granted, it's still early, very early, in the baseball season, but they needed it last night. And they needed to snap the three-game losing streak, and they did it in shutout fashion, combined shutout fashion. How about that? The Nationals pitching a shutout? We'll tell you how, why, and why it was key when we return after a trending alert right here on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app. We'll get to your calls as well at 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980 on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app. As we mentioned, the Nats and the Pirates going at it tonight. PNC Park, game three of a four-game set, with the Nats drawing even in the series at 1-1 with a 3-0 shutout last night. So that was certainly a good sign. James Wood with a leadoff home run. Bullpen getting the job done late. And a good start by Jake Irvin. Again tonight, 6:40, for the Nationals and the Pirates over on 106.7 The Fan and the Odyssey app. Bunch of games going on right now as we speak. Atlanta and Toronto, nothing-nothing in the second inning up in Toronto. The Mets and the Twins are underway at Target Field in Minnesota, and it is nothing-nothing there. Also in the bottom of the second, Detroit-Milwaukee, nothing-nothing as well. Houston, 1-0 over St. Louis. And again, the Nats coming up at 6:40 tonight. In the NBA play-in games, got a couple on tap for you. You've got Miami and Chicago going at it at the United Center. The Heat 37-45, the Bulls 39-43. Meanwhile, Dallas is visiting Sacramento at 10 o'clock Eastern time. Dallas with all of their injuries 39-43. Sacramento 40-42. Last night, Orlando and Golden State won and advanced officially into the playoffs as 7 seeds. And that's what's trending.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can choose the TV you want with DirecTV.
So now they can pick out their favorite entertainment when they sign up and save money?
You mean if you like sports,
you can get a sports pack.
What about entertainment?
Entertainment pack.
It's like finding an old pizza with your favorite toppings. Which for me would be pineapple and toenails.
Pineapple?
Pay for the TV you want, not the TV you don't. Genre pack starting at $34.99 a month. Visit DirectTV.com for more information. New residential customers only. Local channels vary by market. Services renew monthly unless you cancel online. Credit card required. Restrictions apply.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, about halfway home, hour number one here on a Wednesday afternoon, Team 980 on the radio and the Odyssey app. Anywhere else, take us with you. Always live and free there. Also on demand, every show, every segment, every hour. Metal Chris alongside, well, not technically alongside, back in our D.C. Half Street studios. I'm working from the home studio today, a little under the weather, so forgive me if you hear me cough a little bit or struggle a little bit. That's the deal. So we're just trying to mend and get back to as close to 100% as this old man body will allow. Before we get to the Nationals and their win last night in frigid Pittsburgh. Ooh, God, that must have been awful to be at that game. And there weren't many at that game. I want to go out to the lines and get you aboard here on the show. And my guy AP, I know, is a big Caps fan, and he wants to weigh in on the Washington Capitals, the number one seed in the East, as all the different issues that we just talked about. What's up, AP? How are you, pal?
Mainly. It's Russell.
Yes. No, he's doing his bit, Chris. Chris doesn't know the AP bit. Sorry.
Oh, sorry about that, Chris. I should have warned you.
He threw Chris for a loop. But, no, he. So, Chris, you. So AP does a. It's kind of like a spoof on The Rock. And
I thought I was about to play some Gary Glitter here or something.
So it's kind of like a little bit of silence and then a finally. And sometimes AP lowers his voice really low because of where he's calling from. And sometimes you think, wait, is he there? Knock, knock. Is he there? But he's there, right, AP?
I'm here. Attaboy. Yeah, I'm in the office setting, so I couldn't be too loud today.
I got you. I understand. But, I appreciate you anyway.
Oh, for sure. Definitely. But, as far as what I've observed these past few games, especially the Columbus games, you know, we could say that maybe, you know, they're not giving it their all. They've already clinched. You know, they got number one in the, you know, in the East, or number one in the in the East and everything East. Like that. Mm-hmm. But for me personally, and just watching the game of hockey for as long as I have, regardless of what seating you're in, hockey is a different sport. It's not like basketball. It's not like football where we're putting out the second stringers, you know, and what have you, and the third stringers. No, they're still going balls to the wall, because one thing about hockey, the hot team always goes further. The teams that are resting, the teams that are sitting pretty, we're the number one seed. Those are sometimes, you know, and I mean, we've been watching for as long as we've been. Those are usually the teams that get bounced out the first round. So for me personally, watching how they played against Columbus, I mean, Columbus was a team that was, you know, obviously having a lot to play for, and they're still alive. And, you know, like you said earlier, I probably don't want to play them either. They're scary. They seem to match up well with us, and they're very fast. They're very physical. And even if we were to play them and make it out of the first round, I think we would be battered and bruised going into the next round and be softened up for the next opponent. So, as you said, there is no easy opponent. But, again, at the, you know, we got to get healthy with Logan Thompson and Protas. And, you know, we got to clear the puck. I'm still seeing those issues. And our goalies having to make these miraculous saves. And, you know, shout out to the guy from Hershey. You know, he tried. But, you know, welcome
he
to
was,
the big
he was putting a
like,
tough. He was put in a tough spot. He was put in a tough spot. He wasn't very good, but he was put in a tough spot.
And whether it's a backup or a starter, we have got to bail our goalie out. Yep. Defense, yep. Forechecking. We got to be the more physical team, even though whether we play Columbus or Montreal,
yep.
Those teams are – the eighth seeds are always the hungriest seed, and they're always the ones that got a chip on their shoulder and are the scariest teams, because then there, you know, lies, you know, the pressure on the number one seed to – do what they're supposed to do and beat the eighth seed, but it don't work like that in hockey. Yeah. But
well, if you play as sloppy defensively and as poor puck control wise, and quite honestly, sometimes it's been the goaltender as well. I'm not absolving any of the goaltenders. Yes. Sometimes, you know, even before the injury, Logan Thompson was struggling a little bit. Charlie, you know, at times has been a little inconsistent, but he's, you know,
Yes.
He was good last night.
Yeah.
I'll just say that. He was, you know, he was okay last Thursday night. I didn't think he was great, but he was really good in the shootout. The bottom line is, if you play as porous defense and puck possession and puck clears and defensive zone issues as they have largely over the last 3.5 weeks to a month, that is going to catch up to you, to your point. Forget about the second round. It's going to catch up to you in the first round. Now, maybe you find a way to get through either Montreal or Columbus. Maybe. But as soon as you take on a legitimately badass team, and it could very well be Carolina in the second round, you know, you're going to be exposed.
Exactly. And I mean, you know,
We're starting to lose you, AP. I'm gonna jump in here and let you go because we're starting to lose the phone line. It's getting all crunchy. But I appreciate you, brother, as always. Good to hear from you. And yes, that is AP's bit. He does the very either he's putting his infant son to sleep, so he's got to be quiet for that. Which again, being a dad, great job, great thing. We allow special circumstances around here, depending on who you are. Or sometimes you're in the office, and AP has served our country, so we give him as a member of our military and someone who has put and sacrificed their lives, we give him some special privileges. So sometimes you might hear, finally, and not be able to figure it out. But that's how we do things around here. It's a little bit different. As I often say, it's not cookie cutter radio. All right, let's clear the deck and switch over to the national. And not clear the deck. If you want to still weigh in on the Capitals, certainly go right ahead. As again, we should find out the opponent tonight. I would assume Montreal gets a point over Carolina at home. I would assume, but I can't say for sure. And if they do get one point, either way, overtime loss, overtime win, whatever it might be, they are the opponent for the Washington Capitals starting this weekend. All right. The Nationals with a 3-0 win last night in Frigidburg. Watching a bunch of that game, and quite honestly, I watched a lot more of that game and the Orlando Atlanta NBA play-in game than I did the Capitals, because the Capitals game didn't largely mean anything. Right? I can't even though I start the show talking about the Capitals, it's more like a big picture snapshot look at the Capitals, not just, again, what happened in one game that didn't largely mean a lot, right? And doesn't tell us a whole lot. But the Nationals won game on a frigid Tuesday night in Pittsburgh, I think did tell me a little something. And here's what I mean by that. They had lost three in a row after having that little mini hot streak last week. You could easily say, oh man, it's freezing. It's like a wind chill of sub 30. There's 8,000 people maybe at PNC Park. You know, it's just time to call this one a night. And they didn't. And as a matter of fact, on the very first at bat of the game, not the first pitch, the very first at bat of the game, they said, nope, we're here to play. And James Wood crushed one. James Wood crushed one. Now, it wasn't lefty-lefty, which he did a bunch last week, as we illustrated last week. This one was to lead off the game, as we mentioned, against Mitch Keller, who's a right-hander, who's not a bad pitcher. And he hit one to right center field, 112.6 exit velocity, 445 feet in subarctic temperatures. James Wood is so far everything as advertised, and maybe more. I mean, it's hard to say more because a lot was advertised, but he's everything. Now, they're listing it at 46 degrees. The weather last night, I'm sorry, that did not look like it felt like 46 degrees. Now, it was a 14-mile-an-hour wind, so, you know, feels like temperature in the mid-30s. Got it. It looked frigid. And the Nationals, again, took an early 1-0 lead, and it was a lead that they would never surrender. Why? Because they kept chipping away, and they didn't play a perfect game, but they played decent enough defensively to help out Jake Irvin. Jake Irvin pitched very, very well, 7 shutout innings, only 1 walk, 6 strikeouts, 3 hits. That's a terrific performance, even though, yes, it's against the Pirates, still on the road, major league team. Pirates scored 10 runs the other night or Monday night against your starter in your bullpen. You can't just discredit that and say, well, it's against the Pirates. No. That's a big boy start in a big boy spot. That's what I needed Mackenzie Gore to do the other day. He didn't get it done, right? Sunday. That's what I needed the bullpen to do on Monday. They couldn't get it done. Last night, Jake Irvin got it done. James Wood got it done. Jake Irvin got it done. And then Nassim Nunez with a 2 RBI single for the remainder of the offense. And here's the thing. The Nationals are already short C.J. Abrams, and today they had to put Paul DeJong on the DL, or on the IL. Now, Nunez started last night at short, okay, and had the 2 hits and the 2 RBI to, again, bust it open and give them the only offense that they would need. But now they're going to have to move forward for presumably the next, week or so, roughly. Maybe more, I guess more for DeJong, maybe more for CJ. I don't know. With no CJ Abrams, no Paul DeJong. So the left side, the starting left side of their infield on the injured list, along with a couple of starting pitchers, DJ Hurz, we found out Talk Nats, I think, had this morning. Official, after 14,000 reevaluations, he's going to have Tommy John surgery. Done. For at least the year and probably until midway through next year. Josiah Gray, I heard Mike Rizzo on with the Junkies. I didn't realize his surgery was as late as it was last year, as I think mid-August. So, you know, the likelihood of him coming back before September 1st is quite honestly very unlikely. Sometimes it happens, but very unlikely. And you might be looking at the entire season. We'll, again, worry about that later on. And they're missing... they're missing somebody else, and I can't remember who off the top of my head. But the point being is they're going to have to move forward here with 2 games left in Pittsburgh, 3 in Denver, which I'm sure is not going to be fun, again, weather-wise, or, of course, how the ball travels and how the ball moves around in that ballpark. And it doesn't always, but it usually does. And they're going to have to move forward in that regard with, again, all of these injuries, all of these situations creeping up. And that's why last night was so important. Not only do you get the great start from Jake Irvin, you get the extra offense, again, from Nassim Nunez in a big spot. You get the leadoff home run from James Wood, which sets the tone. You get pretty good defense overall. They had a couple of plays that they turned. Remember, if you were watching the game, they did make an error, but there was a ground ball to third. It kind of bounced up. And Nunez grabbed it and then fired on to make the out, right? So, like, to me, like, they weren't perfect last night, but they did so much right that they not only earned the win, but also it was more than just a Tuesday night 1 of 162 type of win. And I'll tell you one more little bit of that and why it was so important next when we return right here on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app. Stay with us. All right, coming up next hour, we're going to get into the quarterback situation around the NFL, the draft, and the New Orleans Saints, because there's some more reports, development, buzz, what have you, about that situation. Something we talked about a couple of times, including yesterday, when it came to Shedeur Sanders. So we'll get back into the NFL draft coming up next hour. Wanted to finish up this hour on the Nationals. Again, more than just a 1 of 162, more than just a win on a frigid Tuesday night against a bad team in the Buccos last night. It was, you know, everything that you could pretty much draw up, considering that you're shorthanded. Now, DeJong played in the game, obviously got hurt, and that was a terrible situation. And obviously we hope that he does, that he recovers. He's on the injured list. You know, Mike Rizzo said it wasn't like career threatening or season ending or anything like that, but it wipes out now officially your starting left side of your infield. So you're going to have to depend on Ahmed Rosario. They're calling up Trey Lipscomb. I think my guy Rich from the Nats Report was the first to report that early this morning. Saw that. If I'm wrong, I apologize, but I thought it was Rich. I saw that on him, so I want to give credit where credit is due, just like we mentioned. Of course, our friends at Talk Nets with the DJ Hers news earlier today. So we want to make sure we give credit where credit is due. Now, that being said, they won this game, a shutout win, on the road to break a three-game losing streak. You get Wood in the leadoff spot. He hits a bomb, sets the tone. You get a great start from Jake Irvin. He doesn't mess around. Not really in much trouble, the entire night. And then, what do you know? Because the starting pitcher actually went seven innings. The starting pitcher went seven innings, boys and girls. The bullpen only had to get two innings. And man, who wants to face Jose Ferrer on a 30-ish degree night? Who wants that assignment? Not the Pirates. One inning. They did get a hit. Two strikeouts. No runs. Fourth hold of the year. And then Kyle Finnegan, who's been great so far in his return to the Nationals. One shutout inning. Two strikeouts. Nothing across. So what do you know, boys and girls? The bullpen, again, and Finnegan's been really good, but he's been really the only one that's been really good. But Ferrer does his job. The bullpen doesn't have to get 9 outs. The bullpen doesn't have to get 10 or 11 or 12 outs. They had to get 6 outs, and they did. Granted, not against the best opponent, but still, the point being, the Pirates aren't terrible, and they did score 10 runs the night before. So kudos all around. James Wood, Jake Irvin, Nassim Nunez, Jose Ferrer, Kyle Finnegan. Am I forgetting anybody? I don't think so. But the point being is, that's how you win a ball game. That's why it's, besides the injury situation that they're dealing with, both before last night's game and during last night's game, trying to break a three-game losing streak, trying not to get too far down in the standings. Big, big win. And not just a normal win. All right, we'll get back to the calls on the other side of 2 o'clock. 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. I'm going to get into that quarterback situation that I just mentioned. That's going to lead us into the Commanders' quarterback room. A little bit more talk on them because I saw something that I wanted to bring up, and that'll lead us into some NFL draft talk as well, and then we'll bounce around all over the place. So if you want to hop in, 301-230-0980 on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.